This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you with the assistance today of Chris Warwick. Well, that was a fairly robust interview, I think you might say.
Indeed. It is primarily small steps and the butterfly effect, I think, with establishments of that organisation. I can empathise to a certain extent.
Yeah, it does, as you said, though, get terribly, terribly frustrating, doesn't it? I think Tess has something here. She says, "We're all born sinners, all sin is equal, all sex out of marriage is sinful, all sinners are forgiven." That's my view. Thank you, Tess. Now, the City of Sydney is calling for Creative Enterprises to set up on Oxford Street. They're offering 16 spaces to start with at affordable rates on short-term agreements in a bid to make the area a more interesting place to live, visit and shop. It's the latest attempt to restore some of the old bohemian feel to the area. And Kate Murray is the City Coordinator for the project and she joins us now. Good afternoon, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, where did this idea come from to get artists into the area?
Look, I think the City of Sydney has always had a lot of investment and a huge interest in making sure that there was cultural vitality in all of the areas of the city. And Oxford Street, as you know, is renowned as a very diverse and thriving community, not only for the GLBT community, but also for that bohemian kind of, cultural feel. And our Lord Mayor is, of course, very passionate about both of those communities and making sure that they thrive in our city. So earlier in this year, in June, after some upgrade works to the shopping strip and, our long history with the area and our commitment to the area, the Lord Mayor felt that we should look at how we might revitalise some of the city-owned properties that have been vacant for a number of reasons, partly due to capital works, awaiting capital works, but also some of the dynamic changes that have been occurring in the business mix in the area.
Because, I mean, it's fair to say that compared to its glory days, Oxford Street is not what it was.
No, it has undergone significant change in the last 10 to 15 years due to, I think, a number of different reasons. Obviously, its location in terms of traffic, it's a major arterial road in the city, but also the rise of Bondi Junction Shopping Centre, for instance, and I think every area goes through change at any given point in time. So some of the shopping aspects as a destination have changed in dynamic over the years, and our Lord Mayor is very keen to make sure that we revitalise that and address those issues. And the city, the actual council, owns several properties on the northern side of the street in Lower Oxford Street, so down towards the city rather than the Paddington end. Mm-hmm. And we thought this might be a prime opportunity whilst we're completing some of the capital works to actually provide some artist accommodation at a significantly reduced rental to make sure that, A, we're providing space in the city for artists and creative incubator, I guess, or creative enterprise mm-hmm. to flourish, but also make sure that there is daytime activity in the area and bring back some of that bohemian feel, I guess, or retain what's already there.
Chris.
Good afternoon, Kate. My name's Chris Warwick. I'm assisting Doug this afternoon.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Not too bad at all, thanks. And yourself?
Not too bad, thank you.
The changes that you've got in mind, will they affect the traffic flow? Because traffic flow has been a bit of a criticism through there.
Yes, look, we in terms of this specific project, obviously I'm from the cultural side of things, but we're working very closely with our transport people who also work very closely with the RTA up here in Newcastle, in Sydney, sorry. And we are looking at various traffic calming measures in terms of trying to slow the traffic, say down to a 40k speed limit as opposed to 60k, because obviously that does make a huge difference when the traffic's slowed down. There is also a lot of work around the viability of reinstating trams in the area or moving public transport into, say, the centre of the road, for example. I'm not fully across all the details and the timelines, but certainly we're working very closely with that area of council to make sure that these projects work together and hopefully maximise what we can achieve across all of the amenity in that area.
Now, you've got 16 spaces to start from for 6 months. Is there a reason why you're offering them just on a short term like that? Is it just an experiment to see how it goes?
Look, it's actually, there's a number of reasons. A couple of the buildings that we're looking at the moment are actually, they're commercially owned properties, so they would normally be leased directly to commercial tenants. One of the reasons they're currently available is a very basic reason, which is one of them has quite significant white ant damage that we need to rectify. So whilst we're actually doing that, normally the properties would sit vacant. So right. We've actually taken the lead from organisations like, say, for example, Renew Newcastle or many of the empty space projects around the country, where even if a property is only available short term, we'd like to turn that over to artists to make sure that we can actually meet that need as affordability in the city for artists.
So so it's almost like a city-led squat, in a sense.
Well, no.
Except you've got to pay rent for it.
No, not at all. They will be working. Absolutely not. The properties are still absolutely habitable, and look, we could lease them commercially, but we've taken the opportunity while they're currently vacant to grab hold of them and go, fantastic, let's actually turn them back over to artists and creative enterprise, basically, in a really, rather than them having to say, if you're a local jewellery designer and you want to open a retail space, rather than having to mortgage your house to do it and undertake a 5-year commercial lease, which is quite high risk, if you can actually go into that on the short term and try out your business, it's it might be the opportunity that just, you know.
So they're sort of like pop-up shops in a way?
In a sense, yes. In a sense, they are.
Now, when does all this start?
We are actually, the expression of interest is open at the moment. They close in November, and we're hoping that tenancies will start relatively quickly, so starting in December. And I should say as well, whilst this is a short-term pop-up project, we also have, there are medium and long-term projects as part of what we're doing to revitalise the strip. And that would actually see several buildings that are just in the next block up from these particular ones. We're currently undertaking feasibility studies into dedicated artist live workspace, and also artist and creative incubator space. So it's not kind of just a flash in the pan 6 to 12 month project. It's something that we're looking at long term,
right,
as well as business mix models for the area. So diversifying the business mix and making sure it meets the needs of the local workers and existing businesses and also residents in the area.
Okay. When you talk about an affordable rent, we're in a building here in Melbourne that we have at half commercial rate from the city. Which they do for community organisations here in the middle of the city. What kind of discount on the commercial rate is this going at?
Well, similar to the arrangement that you're under, the City of Sydney Council actually runs an accommodation grants program, and for community-owned properties, we actually provide, under a grants program, subsidised or peppercorn rent for our community-owned properties.
Right.
In these particular properties, they are actually commercial-zoned,
right,
but we're offering the spaces from anywhere from $50 a week to around $250, and it depends on the size, because they range in size from about 20 square metres through to over 100 square metres. So we're figuring that in some of the larger spaces, they may well be shared by, say, 3 small enterprises or 6 artists that can therefore amortise the rent across that space.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a very good idea, and because it's so hard to keep inner cities vibrant without some kind of subsidy. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And I wish you every success with it, and thank you for joining us on the show this afternoon.
Thank you for having me, and I hope I can come back in December and tell you how it's going.
I hope so. I hope they're not, I hope they're not all Christmas shops.
Thanks again, Kate.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was Kate Murray there from the City of Sydney. We've got links to all the things we've talked about on the rainbowreporter.com blog. We'll have more for that in a moment.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.